Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. It's been a long day, filled with teaching, discovery, revelation, instruction, compassion, benevolence, beauty. And I wish to close this time with information. Traditionally, this particular meeting, at the end of the year, the homeroom meeting, I would tell you a little bit about what is in the field. And I've always done that. Dear ones, this is not predictions. This is what is happening on the planet. The field represents all potentials aligned together. It also represents a coherence of alignment. That is to say, with all the potentials that exist, some of them are coherent. Those are the ones that are most apt to happen. Reading the field has always been something that those who will go out and predict will access, reading the field. But it's only been lately that you realize that those who will read that which is beyond don't just pick up potentials, but now are looking for coherent potentials. There are so many potentials out there that will simply not happen. And instead of bringing them back and frightening everyone, you look for the coherent ones. I'll give you some tonight. First, I want to tell you about this year coming up. When you take a look metaphysically, esoterically, at times and dates, years, there are no accidents that they are numbered. Now, they are numbered sequentially because that's how you do it. However, the numbers always mean something, always. This is one of the premises. It's difficult to understand for those who say it's all random. It is not. The ancient Tibetans, many of the indigenous for thousands of years who've looked to the numbers as that which would tell them something about what is happening or what will happen, what might happen. The famous mathematician Pythagoras was intrigued beyond his mathematical ability with the energy of numbers. 2020 would appear to be a 4. For you add up the numbers and you get the 4, and you take a look at what so many of the systems in numerology will access to 4, and that would be Earth, Gaia. But in the system, most of the systems of numerology, there is something special about a double digit. If you, in this particular case, ignore the zeros, you have a 22. And in the Tibetan system, we'll discuss the 22. This particular number has to do with what I will describe as cosmic law. Now, you haven't heard me discuss cosmic law before. The whole word cosmic law is a metaphor, for there are no real laws of God. But there are axioms, truisms, core truth. And cosmic law represents that. And one of the core truths of cosmic law has to do with light and dark. It has to do with the things that I've told you for so many years about light being active and dark being passive. This particular planet has something called duality, and I want to describe that in just a moment. 22 is about enhanced duality. It's about corrective duality. 22 is a difficult master number, for it has to do with light and dark, cosmic law. Ever since 2012, I've been telling you that the quotient, the balance, the ratio between light and dark has started to move. It started to move greatly. It's responsible for so many things you see now that you didn't see before, ever, on this planet. When integrity starts to matter, and there's actually those who are starting to make differences in a society like yours, a modern one, where injustices are starting to be seen and dealt with. Injustices that have happened for hundreds of years are now at the forefront, are not acceptable. The cheating, the misbehavior, all of these kinds of things starting to show themselves. This is cosmic law. This is what happens when light starts to win over darkness. But let us retreat for a moment and talk about duality. What is duality? Duality is that which is a process that humans have, where you have free choice to look at both the light things and the dark things and go any way you wish, anyway. And from the beginning, I have told you that this is the earmark of the test of energy, free choice. And yet there are those who would tell you that God gave you free choice and then judged you immediately on your choice. That's not what happened. Let me tell you something else about duality. Duality belongs to humanity. It belongs to humanity. Duality is part of your test. Duality does not exist with God. God is not part of a test, dear ones. The creator of all that is, the essence of love and compassion, the beauty beyond comprehension that created you, that stands with you, that loves you and knows your name, that God does not have duality. And I mentioned this again and again and again, so there would be those who would finally understand. There could not be a war in heaven or a fallen angel, because God doesn't have duality. You don't have dark and light in heaven. You don't have dark and light in this place called the creative source. There's only light. There's only love. And that's the beauty, because that's in you. So for those who would go the route and say, well, God is simply a mirror of human consciousness and there were wars and fallen angels and devils and torture and all these things, I will tell you yet again, you're talking about you, not about God. And eventually, that particular fact and that particular realization will rewrite some religions on this planet. Some of them already accepting the love of God so greatly, but confused with all of the mythology, will start to understand some of the core truths that are there, that are so beautiful. And that's because light is starting to win. Interesting things about duality I've never talked about. I want to talk about the fog of duality in just a moment. Did you know, and I've said this before, that your conscious choice of dark and light actually exposes things in the level of darkness or light that you have created? Example. You create what you think about. You create the level of darkness or light that you project. You are high creators, dear ones. And now I'll give you a concept perhaps you never thought of. It's all part of the fog of duality. Have you noticed, or have you analyzed, or even thought about the fact that inventions on this planet almost always happen all at once at a certain time? So whereas one man or woman may have invented something that would would change the earth, whether it was electricity or radio or whatever. You come to find out it's been happening all over the earth at the same time, and perhaps one person only beat the other by a week. Isn't it interesting that these things happen all at once when it's time? My partner's father, Mr. Carroll, my partner's father was born before the Wright brothers flew. How does that feel to you? How long have you had flight? Does it appear to you that that might have been on time, on schedule, given to the planet all at once? Were you aware that the Wright brothers only beat the French by 2 weeks on powered flight? It was happening all at once. The fog of duality lifts and gives you things you need, or the things you think about, or the things you've created. I'll give you something to think about. You were at the end of the Second World War, almost, almost. Humans were dying by the tens of thousands. You'd done it yet again. You'd thrown the world into wars, you had it on two fronts. These were difficult times. They were difficult, dark times. And you might say that humanity had thrown itself into a very negative place. And you'd be right. You'd be right. Oh, you'd be right. The scriptures looked like they were all going to be correct. You know, you were headed for demise. You'd have World War III, and that'd be the last one, because that's what humans do. So this fog of duality was starting to honor the darkness that you had created. Do you understand this? You have free choice. And some of the things are given to you because of how you're thinking. Now, I've never said this before, and there would be controversy, but I'll tell you this. Isn't that interesting? But right then and right there in the 40s, at that moment in time, you discovered nuclear energy. There it was. The facility was given to you to wipe out the earth, and you took advantage of it right away. And then even after the war was over, and you said, well, this is going to be the new energy. And everybody said yes, because it's clean, and then look, it is as good, and you don't consume any oil. You know, and then you realized, oh, it's not very pretty when it goes wrong. And it went wrong a few times before you realized one nuclear reactor with trouble can affect the whole planet. It's not worth it. This was an invention given to you at a dark time so you could finish your work in darkness. I've never said that before, and there are those who would say, well, that's heavy, Brian, that's heavy. Dear ones, that's your free choice. That's your free choice. Now, that was the 40s. Now, come with me. Past 2012, when you pass the marker and light is starting to win, and the fog of duality is starting to lift, and it is lifting and going to give you some things you've needed for a long time. Here they come. Here they come. The inventions are coming. And I want you to take a look when they come at what they mean to the planet, because almost all of the ones you're about ready to receive that are in the field will help Earth. They're not just new gadgets, dear ones. There's not new technologies that'll impress you. There are things that are going to help the planet and you, and it's about time. And it's about time. Let's talk about flight again. Interesting, you've only had it these few years. Don't you find that interesting? Come with me just for a moment and think about this. How many eons have humans been watching birds? The Chinese, for over 1,000 years, had rockets. the balloons. All of these things you would think would naturally have led you to understanding flight, to gliding at least, the ability to jump off mountains as you do today without power and be able to land exactly where you wish to. Nobody was doing it. Nobody was thinking of it. Isn't that odd for an intelligent species who has been wanting flight for thousands of years, watching birds for thousands of years, and you only just got it? This is what we're talking about. As the fog of duality lifts, it does so with those who are placed here, right here, on this planet, at the right time, at the right place, just like Tesla was, to give you something you need that'll help the planet. And right now, I'll tell you, light is winning. Crying, I don't want you to talk about inventions. I want you to talk about what's going to happen because of duality. Okay, I'll start there. Your government's in trouble. And I'm not talking about the leader. I'm talking about the system. What the leader has done is to insert a big stick in it and turn it. And the hornet's nest that was always lurking there is afoot. And so your beloved democracy and Congress is spending all of its time fighting each other instead of passing laws for you. Nothing is being accomplished. How do you like it so far? That had to show itself, dear ones. It had to show itself so you repair it. So when the dust clears, and it will, and it always does, that wise men and women will stop for a moment. There may be even a day of rest scheduled where the Congress decides to do nothing but think about what's happened. Where someone would decide they ought to sing a song all together, and they may do it. Where they all realize this has got to change if America is going to have the laws that it needs and moves in the direction that it needs. For all the things that government is supposed to do, right or wrong, even at the very basic things it is supposed to provide, it's broken. So I want you to look for it to get worse before it gets better. I know you didn't want to hear that, but that is the double digit. That's cosmic law. Light will show dirt when you turn it on, and it's being turned on. The difference between yesterday and today, before 2012 and now, is that there wasn't much light. So things that had no integrity or were improper survived. And you couldn't get to them because there was too much darkness and too many people agreed. Look the other way. Don't do this. You'll never get ahead. That won't work. And now suddenly it's all changed. Because now the searchlight is out. And that duality, cosmic law, light wins over darkness. And you have it. We've told you personally what it means to you. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about next year. There are going to be some more things like what have just happened with Monsanto. I want you to look at that very closely, because I predicted that one. There'd come a time when you could not get away anymore with a big corporation knowing that their products are killing people and nothing happens. And now it has. And that's just the beginning. Inappropriate pharmaceutical companies who do not honor human life and keep people sick for money will be exposed. That's inappropriate pharma. You see, there are some things happening that you should know about. There's starting to be light in pharma. You saw it today. You saw medicine start to go a direction that you didn't expect, perhaps. You saw it on the stage today. That's medicine. That's science. It's beautiful. It's helping the planet. look for this as well. But the double digit, the cosmic law, is going to start exposing things that need to be exposed. And I'll say this again, those not in a meeting like this will not understand why the news is so awful. It will look like there's corruption everywhere, nothing is getting done, everyone is falling down, and they'll not understand at all that light has come out exposing things that always were there, always were there, always were there. And it's about time. This is the first world, and you call it that. And that's where the light is going to show the strongest, because you are the ones who can clean it up first. And you might have noticed that this country, in its cleanup of things, sets precedents for the rest of the world. And they start looking at what you found. Look for that. It's coming. It's coming. The fog of duality is starting to lift on some major inventions that are coming. I've talked about them for years. Things that will help this planet. Things are radically different. If 30 years ago I had started my channeling and told you that one of the things that was going to happen technically was that the end of photographic film, you would have said, I don't believe it. Because there's nothing to replace it. When a film is film, it's in all the cameras. Whether they're video or whether they're still, there's a substance that must be exposed and developed that's film. Now in 2019, 30 years later, there's no film. What happened? What replaced it? Nothing replaced it except a new paradigm of digital. Now, you didn't know that then. You had no idea. The mechanics of it hadn't occurred yet or been invented yet. So when I said, perhaps, in this model that there would be no film, it would be laughable. And today there isn't. Not only that, if I had said to the videographers and filmmakers of the world, you'll have cameras, well, there is not only no film, but there's no moving parts. The only moving part will be the lens, which moves back and forth. And everything else is captured in an odd way. That's digital. Nothing moves. The old tape transports are gone. They're not even there anymore. Nothing moves. Now that is a paradigm no one expected. And you've got another one coming. This is the one that's close to my heart, and I've been telling you it's here, it's coming, and it has to do, oddly, with magnetics. The magnetic engine is here. The push and pull of magnets in a special configuration or array, pushing and pulling upon themselves, can move things in a circle. And the only thing that they consume at all is your interest. The parts may wear out of the wheels that they spin, but the power that propels them will last thousands of years. If you've ever played with a magnet or a pair of them, you know what I'm talking about. They're forever. How long has this planet been playing with magnets? And how long has it taken you to understand that that's where the power is going to be produced? What came over you? That you had magnets all along and you went right for the internal combustion engine? And the answer is, that's the fog of duality that had not lifted yet to give you something that was going to help the planet. Help the planet. No more consumption of fuel for power, ever. I'll say it. Prepare for this. The end of batteries. There will be no batteries. Just like there'll be no film. I said it. And there'll come a day when you say he was right. Think for a moment of all of the electronic devices you have, and inside there's a miniaturized motor, not even as large as a battery, that always is trickle charging and always working and always spinning to create the power needed for your device. That's the magnetic engine, dear ones. It's here already. It's being developed now. It just has to be refined. It's already here. This is in the field. It's coming. No more charging any devices, no more batteries. Oh, that's just little things. What about your cars? No more batteries. You have the same kind of thing. Electricity produced all the time. It never stops. It doesn't even stop when your car goes off. It's always there. What about the storage devices that you might need, like batteries that recharge so you can drive a car? Certainly you can't drive a car in a trickle charge. And that is where you don't know what you don't know. In come the super caps. You haven't seen them yet, but they're coming. Storage without batteries. All of these things are now starting to appear. Do you understand how this will help the planet? Oil's going to be really cheap. Because you won't need it. Not for fuel. That's just the beginning. The end of batteries is coming. Sooner than you think, for the reasons I've given you, and it expands exponentially on travel. Now, Brian, I can understand that. That's great until you get the airplanes. You're not going to have electric airplanes. Okay. You're not going to have electric airplanes. Yes, you are. You don't know what you don't know. Can you imagine a time when you stop pulling things out of the planet? You just stop it. They're no longer needed. Not for what you need, not for what you're going to do. And that, I've only scratched the surface, because water is next, and here it comes. Real-time desalinization of water, it's here. It's here on three fronts, three inventions. Without heat involved. Only electricity. And that's going to be easy to produce with the electronic, for the magnetic engine. You see where we're going? Do you think that's going to change how things work? The end of the grid. Have you noticed that the grid is failing? It's not working. It's not going to work for those when it's too cold. It's not going to work when you have fires. You're going to produce your electricity locally. Either in your house or your neighborhood, and you will not have wires from a central source. That's coming. That's already been tried. It's here. That's how close you are to these things. That's what's coming in these next years. But the year of duality? Put on your flak jacket and get ready for a lot of dirt to be exposed in areas where you didn't think there was any. And get ready for children to be involved. I'll not say any more. You'll remember 2020, dear ones. I give you these things in love because light is winning, light is winning, light is winning. You wouldn't have the fog like this lift to give you these inventions unless you needed them in an accelerated planet with a higher consciousness, where you don't need to be burdened down by the things that have always given you a problem, where you have power that is now easily made, and you have water which you can desalinate easily. And that leads you to bigger things, dear ones, making your societies so that they eliminate disease finally. Where you won't be able to have banana republics anymore or dictators anymore, because the public isn't sick anymore. That should make sense to someone, and someone not, if you know how economics works and social things. When you have a healed earth, it pays attention and can start looking at itself and examining the integrity of what it believes. It can even start looking at capturing core truths again and looking at the earth as a partner player of spirituality, which doesn't exist in any major religion you have. You threw it away. Only the indigenous remember it. Connection with the planet, that's going to start coming back. That's the future. But you're going to go through some things that are ugly before you get there. Ugly because you didn't expect them. But all of them are healing you, your society, your planet. It's too bad you have to expose the dirt to clean it up. But you will clean it up. Gone are the days where you expose the dirt and simply cover it up for more dirt. That's gone. That's gone. You will not let it exist. That's the old soul lineage. It's why you're here. It's why you're listening to this channel. That's why we love you the way we do. You signed up to be here right now, young person, senior. You signed up for it so that you would carry a higher consciousness than anyone ever has on this planet so far, in a new energy that we've been talking about for 30 years. It's here. And you are working the puzzle like you never have before. I want you to remember this. Step out of that reality which is dark or filled with fear or disappointment and start understanding you're here for a reason. You're not a victim of the planet. You were born magnificent. Get on with what you came for. Self-worth is the issue, and it's time to take it, because all that you've been told so far is incorrect. You are here with a reason, a purpose. You're the ones who will make a difference on the planet now and later, in this life, in the next one, and the next one. You'll return knowing more than you know now with greater wisdom and light. It's just the beginning of a new human. That's enough for now. And so it is.